This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The top Republican in Colorado State Senate resigned his position today. He's taking a new job in the private sector. Minority Leader Paul Lundeen called his time as a lawmaker an honor and a blessing. He's leaving to run the American Excellence Foundation, a D.C.-based nonprofit that provides funding and support to conservative organizations around the country. Lundeen said he plans to use his new position to, quote, continue advocating for personal freedom, economic opportunity, and common sense conservative values. Senate Republicans will elect a new leader at a meeting on Thursday. Thousands in Boulder showed up to celebrate the city's Jewish festival yesterday. It was 1 week since the group Run for Their Lives was attacked near where the festival was held. The group, which advocates for the release of hostages held by Hamas, also marched Sunday, joined by well-wishers and community members. Boulder Jewish Community Center Executive Director Jonathan Lev expressed his appreciation for the support.
We are standing here in unity. We are standing here in joy, because that's what today is about. Celebrating who we are.
15 people and a dog were injured in last week's attack. The suspect faces federal and 118 state charges, including attempted first-degree murder and assault. The mayor of Colorado Springs is recovering after surgery to clear a blocked artery this week. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
Yemi Mobilade was hospitalized Tuesday after contracting double pneumonia. The mayor was recovering in the hospital from that when doctors noticed the artery blockage. A Friday statement from the mayor says it was cleared with minimally invasive surgery Wednesday. City staff say he has been working remotely and will tentatively be back in the office Monday. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.